Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay Perry joins us once again. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay, welcome back. I want to put a disclaimer out there. We've got a rogue duck close to home and nobody can find it, but it makes a hell of a lot of noise. So if you hear a duck bleating, it's not my duck. It's a neighborhood duck, just so you know. Great to have you on the podcast once again. Now, let's get straight into today's question. And the training programs have been put up on the Comrades Marathon website. Lots of questions around those today, and one in from Jennifer Joint. She says she's not fast enough for the bronze training program, but she's faster than the finishers program. Which one should she be following?
So, look, we kind of get that question often enough, and it's you just have to answer two questions before you decide. So, if you are faster than the finishers program, but you haven't really done much running, so you've done the occasional 10K, possibly a half marathon at most, then I would prefer that you follow the finishers program, but that you use faster paces. So you use paces that are between the bronze and the finishers. If, however, you're a very experienced runner, you've done heaps of 21s, you've perhaps done a marathon, but even if you haven't, but you've really run consistently for quite a while now, and you're making the step up to Comrades, or if you have done Comrades and you've got that experience of having done a lot of distance, then you can follow the bronze program, but then you slow the paces down so that they meet halfway between the bronze and the finisher. So you're getting the added mileage, but you don't overload with going too fast. You still run at the appropriate speed. So those are the two ways that I would look at adjusting.
Excellent stuff. Jennifer, thank you so much for that question. Don't forget, if you have a question you'd like answered, all you need to do is head over to the website, askcoachperry.com. You can submit it there, and we'll be back in just a couple of days' time to answer yet another one.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to askcoachperry.com or email myquestion@askcoachperry.com.